This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The White House tries to get the economy moving again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Congress heads back to Capitol Hill after a big recess for Labor Day and part of the summer, and it'll have more economic stimulus to mull over going into this year's elections. The Obama administration is proposing additional infrastructure spending, tax breaks, and faster tax deductions for companies who want to invest in equipment and factories or even expand. The president of ABC News, David Westin, is stepping down at the end of the year. He's been at the helm for 13 years there. He announced his resignation in an email last night. Westin oversaw the death of anchor Peter Jennings, a shuffling in the anchor chair at World News, among other big changes there. The biggest news under his term there, the layoff of 400 workers earlier this year. Westin told colleagues he wants to pursue other things, but insiders say he was forced out, partly because ABC News is second place in the ratings, partly because the division doesn't make as much money as parent Walt Disney Company would like. Aaron Barnhart is a television critic over at Kansas City Star in Missouri. He's with us live this morning from Kansas City. Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, did this come as a surprise?
A surprise in the sense that the news was sudden, but in another sense, probably not. I've been on the beat for 13 years, and David Westin is the only ABC News president I've had. And in that time, enough issues have percolated up, particularly lately, about whether his leadership was positioning ABC News for the future.
And he had some big shoes to fill in Rune Arledge, right, who created Monday Night Football, and there was a lot of money to be made in all of that, right?
And the thing that Rune Arledge did, and this was always the rap on Westin, was that Rune thought out of the box and Rune took chances. He spent a lot of money on anchors. He reinvented the look and feel of ABC News. And it's hard to say point at any one thing that Westin did other than launch a service called ABC News Now that nobody I know can get.
Yeah, well, there is no cable network. Yeah. So I mean, what were the criticisms of Westin by Disney execs?
And the cable news factors into that, Steve. I think that one of the things that Westin did not do was proactively think about where ABC News needed to go. Without that kind of vision, it could very quickly become a CBS News division, which is a much smaller version of ABC News.
Yeah, the perennial third place, right?
Yeah, and cable news in particular is going to be a real sore spot. NBC is number one in mornings, they're number one in evenings, and they have a cable news partner. It allows them to look a lot bigger than just the broadcast network. And Westin was criticized for never pursuing talks with CNN. About the only thing he did was bring over Christiane Amanpour and pay her a lot of money just at a time when he was laying off all those people. So he was criticized for that, too.
All right, Aaron Barnhart, TV critic of the Kansas City Star, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's check the numbers. Stocks are down right now about two-thirds to about three-quarters of a percent. The Dow off now, 73 points, 10,374. European shares down now, half a percent to a full percent. And Asian markets closed mixed today. Earlier this year, the Detroit mayor, Dave Bing, talked about moving some of the residents there in blighted neighborhoods to other parts of the city, but that proposal didn't go over very well. And now, as Michigan Radio Sarah Hewlett reports, Bing is trying something a little different.
It's a kinder, gentler approach than Mayor Bing initially took. Back in February, he predicted there would be winners and losers as the city looked to scale back services like trash pickup and street maintenance to better align with Detroit's declining population. The city spends nearly $3 billion a year on municipal services, and Detroit is struggling to close an $85 million deficit. Bing's comments prompted an uproar over the prospect of forced relocations and drew comparisons in one of the city's newspapers to the treatment of Native Americans in the Trail of Tears. Bing now promises eminent domain is off the table. Marja Winters is the deputy director of Detroit's Planning and Development Department.
I think there's a large level of mistrust, and I think that we have to build credibility and we have to regain confidence and trust in government.
Winters will help oversee a 12 to 18 month process to come up with a strategic plan for how the city deals with major issues, including land use, housing, and transportation. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
As I mentioned, Congress gets back to work today after a big break. There are only two more months until the November election. We thought we'd test our knowledge of current events and public affairs once again, as we do every so often, and we're glad to bring in Stefan Richter with this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's quiz?
I am.
Of the 535 members of the U.S. Congress, what's the share of millionaires? Is it A, less than 10%, B, close to half of all the members of Congress, or C, even two-thirds of the members of Congress?
Well, I know they call the Senate the Millionaires Club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's 100 of them right there. I would say somewhere half.
Half is a brilliant answer.
Ah.
But since you talked about the Senate, you should have gone for two-thirds are actually millionaires.
So, Stefan, I'm curious about how much, what's the comparison between how much the lawmakers make and the rest of us make in this country?
The median U.S. family has a net worth of about $120,000. For the average member of the U.S. House of Representatives, it's $666,000. Mm. So that goes to show that in terms of the representativeness of the U.S. Congress, there's a lot of rich people there and very few average folks.
Well, I'm headed to Washington then. That's where the money is, Stefan.
That is probably truer than we all wish for.
And thanks for providing us with that insight, Stefan.
It was my pleasure. Dollar for dollar.
Stefan Richter is publisher and editor-in-chief of The Globalist. To learn more about the global economy, politics, and culture, visit theglobalist.com. And finally, the European low-cost carrier Ryanair is at it again. The carrier's CEO, Michael O'Leary, says he can offer even lower fares by getting rid of the plane's co-pilot. Of course, there are hazards to that business model, like when the main pilot is unable to do his job.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ryanair says no problem. Like in the movie Airplane, the flight attendant, or hey, maybe even the passenger, can step into action if need be. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.